And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. If you can handle the serpent or the devil, and it won't hurt you. And if you drink any deadly poison, it won't hurt you at all. And you can lay hands on the sick, and the sick will get well. Now, that's a great and awesome promise. But these are basic principles of the doctrines of Christ. But most people are babes in Christ in the church today, and they don't even know these principles. But it said, of the doctrines of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Now, we've just finished a series on the rewards of Christ or eternal judgment. These are things that we should be well aware of, knowing that we build our rewards in heaven and on earth while we're here as children of God when we walk in obedience to the Word of God. And verse 3 says, and this will we do if God permits. Well, verse 4 is a statement beginning here that is so awesome when you read it. I have sat down with many a person and discussed these principles that we're fixing to talk about, and you virtually never run into a human being that will agree with what the Word says, because they don't believe the Word means what it says. But look what it says. And it couldn't be any clearer. And verse 4 says, for it is impossible. You know what it means when the Word of God says, it is impossible? It means what it says. Now, God said in His Word many places, if we believe Him and we'll hide His Word in our heart and we'll do everything He says, then He says, nothing shall be impossible with us. Well, that means what it says too. Nothing shall be impossible with you if you're an obedient child of God and walking in obedience to His Word and keeping His statutes and going to church, loving Him, tithing, walking in love. Then you can have great faith and nothing will be impossible with you. But here's a statement for where He says, for it is impossible. So, well, let's find out what this is. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. In other words, you've been told and showed the Word of God. You've been told about the Word of God. For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Well, the heavenly gift is Jesus. That's what the heavenly gift is. He is the one that came from heaven as a gift to us. And then it says, and then they were made partakers of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we got saved. We were enlightened by the Word of God, the pure water of the Word of God. They told us what it meant, and we accepted it. And we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the heavenly gift. And then we even received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and power came upon us. Wow. He's talking about a real, real Christian here. And they have tasted the good Word of God. I mean, you've read this book. You've tasted it. You've chewed on it. You've digested it. You've swallowed it. You have really studied the Word of God. You've tasted the good Word of God. And the powers of the world to come. In other words, you've laid hands on the sick and they've been healed. You've spoken in God's, the name of Jesus, and miracles have happened. People have been saved and healed and delivered, and demons have left. I mean, you are a full-grown, mature Christian walking in the power of the world to come. Now then, this is the man he's talking about. Who do you know like that? Do you know very many people like that? I certainly don't. But there are some of them out there. I have met a few of them, but I don't know many. But there are a few today, and I'm sure God has many more of them than I know about all over the world, because He knows whose is His. But I'm just saying, you don't run into a man or a woman that meets this criteria very often. But I do run into one once in a while. And then in verse 6, this is where it comes in. It says, if they, talking about this person, that has walked in all this power, if this person shall fall away. Now then, who in the world that could walk in this kind of power could fall away? Well, obviously it is possible. The devil could get in there and cheat them, and this could happen. For it says, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Now, according to those scriptures right there that we just read, we started out reading about Jesus, the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey. Now, again, I want to reiterate one more time, for the obedient children of God, he is the author of eternal salvation. Yes, I can guarantee you have eternal salvation if you are a child that's come into the kingdom of God, you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you read his word, do what he says, walk in obedience to his word all of your life, love him and serve him, and then you die serving Jesus, I guarantee you have eternal salvation. You will go to heaven. You will be blessed on this earth. But you will be persecuted on this earth by the devil. The devil will throw everything he can at you while you're walking in obedience to God's word. But yes, you have eternal salvation. But what if you are this person that has walked in this awesome power? You've met this king. You've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. And you have tasted of this magnificent heavenly gift and of the Holy Ghost. I mean, he's come upon you in power, and you've walked in his power. You've cast out demons and healed the sick and cleansed the lepers and raised the dead and saved the lost. All those kind of mighty things have happened to you and in your ministry. And all of a sudden, one day, you get tired of this and you say, in fact, I know of a man one time that knew a woman like this, that she had walked in all this power. And she was a beautiful woman and had a beautiful voice. And somebody came to her one day and told her, said, with the voice you have, you need to start singing secular music. You could make a whole lot more money than you can in the church. So she started making some records. First thing you know, she became very popular. And then first thing you know, the money did begin to come in. And then she was out of town a lot without her husband. He was a preacher, and she had been a preacher. And now then she don't have time for God. She's got time for the secular world. And she meets another man out there, and she gets intimate with this man and falls to sexual sin with this other man and commits adultery against her husband. Several people learned about it. They went to her and tried to get her to change. She would not. She said, I am enjoying my life out here. I have money and power and position that I never had when I was in the church. And one day, she had opened a door to a demon, and he killed her in a car wreck. And this woman went to hell. Because another preacher that was praying for this one man and his wife, he didn't know that she had been killed. And while he was dreaming one night, the Lord, after he'd been praying and asking the Lord to bring this woman back home, the Lord showed him in a dream, this woman, how she had fell from grace. I mean, way beyond the average person. She had walked in the power of the world to come. And then she had got into the secular world. She had been confronted by others from the church to stop her sin. And she would not. She was loving her power in the world, loving her position. And she was killed in that car wreck. And this pastor that had been praying for her and her husband was shown in a vision or in a dream that this woman was killed in a car wreck, and she was falling into the pits of hell. and she was in the pit of hell, and multitudes of demons was tormenting her because she had so walked in the power of God and had known Jesus in such a mighty way and had been filled with the Holy Spirit and had many of the gifts, and that yet then she fell away. And when she fell away, it was impossible to bring her back to repentance. She could never repent, and she died in that sin, and she went to hell to be tormented by demons forever. But yet at one time, she had been an awesome daughter of God's. When this pastor woke up, he thought, this has got to be a nightmare. This cannot be true. This woman was saved. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. She walked in the power of the world to come. And the Lord took him to this verse. And when he opened the Bible and read in Hebrews 6:4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, she had been enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and she had most definitely tasted that gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and she definitely was a partaker of the Holy Ghost. She spoke in tongues. She prophesied. She had done great and wonderful things for the kingdom of God. And have tasted the good word of God. She had studied the word. She had it hidden in her heart. And the powers of the world to come. She had cast out demons. She had laid hands on the sick, and they had been miraculously healed. She had been a great and awesome woman of God. She fell away, and she was killed. And then what it says, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him, Jesus, to an open shame. If you are a Spirit-filled Christian, remain faithful all of your life. If you don't believe this scripture right here means what it says, then definitely don't get out there and put God to the test, because you might wake up one day after you've died and you might be in hell. It's not worth it. Nothing you can do on this earth is worth losing your salvation for. Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So whatever you do, walk in obedience to God's word. Love him, praise him, worship him, thank him every day. And if you will walk in obedience to God's word, I guarantee you have eternal salvation. These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.